Troubling milestone now. Two prisoners in the U.S. this month will mark the 40th anniversary of their solitary confinement in a maximum security prison in Louisiana, the longest period of time in such confinement in U.S. penal history. Herbert Wallace and Albert Woodfox, convicted of armed robbery in the 1970s, but while in prison, they were accused and convicted of the murder of a prison officer, which led to their solitary confinement. Tim Franks of our partner, the BBC, reports on their case and meets another former inmate who'd been kept in solitary confinement for 29 years at the notorious Angola prison in Louisiana.
You see these bars?
Of the trio who became known as the Angola Three, only one has got out of prison.
My name is Robert King, and I'm the only freed member of the Angola Three. I was released February 8, 2001, after 31 years in prison, 29 in solitary confinement, for a crime I had not committed. Being in solitary confinement is awful, it's miserable. And when I say the soul cry, I can't define how the soul cry. It's not a literal tear, you know, it's an agony, agonized deep.
King spent most of his years in prison at the end of Highway 66 here in rural Louisiana, at the state penitentiary, known to everyone as Angola, because before it was a prison, it was a plantation worked by slaves shipped in from Angola. The prison authorities don't want me to visit, but I am being allowed into a place set just next to the barbed wire, Angola's very own museum. And this is it. Presiding near the entrance is a portrait of Brent Miller, the young prison guard stabbed to death in 1972, and it was for his murder that Herman Wallace and Albert Woodfox, the other two members of the Angola Three, were convicted. Wallace and Woodfox's stories might be extraordinary, but they're no aberration. Louisiana has a higher incarceration rate than any other state in the country, and it's been at the forefront of the move to long-term solitary confinement. No one from the prison service or the state attorney general's office wanted to speak to us. But you can get a flavour of Main Street from Scott Ford. He's the chief of police of St. Francisville, the nearest town to Angola.
I absolutely don't mind if somebody who took the life of somebody's loved one doesn't see but an hour of sunlight a day. I'm probably a little more on the other side that says that 1 hour that you're letting them see the sunlight, if we could shave some time off of that, that's better.
That tough approach is gaining opponents. Long-term solitary confinement is very expensive to start with. And according to the former Chief Justice of the Louisiana Supreme Court, Pascal Calagaro, it may be outside the law.
I'm sure there are penological reasons for temporary confinement of a solitary sort in the interest of safety for other prisoners and for prison administrators. I'm sure that must be legal of a limited sort, but for solitary confinement over a lengthy period of time has to be, in my view, against the law.
That legal challenge may be for the longer term. More immediately, this month marks the 40th anniversary that the prison guard Brent Miller lost his life, and Herman Wallace and Albert Woodfox began 40 years in solitary.
Reporting from Angola Prison in Louisiana, Tim Franks from our partner, the BBC.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.